I've actually been reflecting on that a lot because I've had a lot of family stuff going on. My grandfather passed away last month, and my elderly grandmother on my other side came to live with us. And I've been going through the grief process and going through sadness, but a certain amount of humor that has been coming with that as well, because my grandfather was in okay health. My grandmother was in denial about him slowly receding, and then his actual process, he went through it in about a week. And he was pretty lucky. He got the whole surrounded by family, being at home, nice comfortable bed, and died in his sleep. And people said, oh, you know, drink your last night, but he stayed until 7 in the morning just to prove them wrong. And a lot of interesting things happened on that score, and seeing the difference of just death is never the same for anyone or anything, because my grandfather was in really good health and then declined and very quickly, and my grandmother, she is blind, she's wheelchair bound, and she's mostly deaf, but she's otherwise as healthy as an ox. And at the same time, she's not the same person that I knew. And I had to actually, when she came to live with us, I had to let go of the person I once knew. Because it had actually been enough time, and she was a completely new individual, and she was a completely new person. So it's, she's my grandmother, but she's not, she's new at the same time. And it's been interesting reflecting on all of those things. Also how the people surrounded by those who are aging and experiencing death watch it and respond and react to it. So. Mm-hmm.